Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you very much for those that are following us on the live feed on Facebook. We appreciate that. We'll continue to try to get more and more people, obviously, to be familiar with the show, watch the show, listen to the show. However, it is a podcast, so we'd love to have you download the podcast when you get a chance and tell us what you think. Give us a review. You can go to Stitcher, iTunes, Google Plus, just type in Real Estate Radio Live. You can get the podcast download there, or you can always go to our website, reradiolive.com. Again, that's reradiolive.com. The topic has been the same, I should say, the objective since we started the show almost 8 years ago, and that's education and information. So a reminder, what we try to do here at Real Estate Radio Live, myself, my guest, the content is to pass that along to you, to consumers, to help you educate and inform you to make better and more wise decisions in and around your real estate. So we'll continue to do that. Although, as most of you know, I've talked about, as this year kicked off, we're doing some special things on Real Estate Radio Live. We have Jack Russo that comes in every other week, and we do a series on starting something new in Silicon Valley. That's been a popular show. Next week, we're going to start, I talked a little bit about a show, a new program that's coming to the market. It's an equity share program that we're excited about, partnering with these people and sharing more with the consumers. Again, just another tool, another opportunity, alternative to access equity from your home, which in a market like this, I think it's going to be a great option. And thirdly, we're talking about Mike and I back together.
There we go,
back together in a radio show. Let me just make sure I'm clear about that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being clear about that. Exactly.
Just to make sure we're clear.
Yeah.
Well, most of you have been following the show for years. Mike was on the radio with me for, gosh, many, many years. And then he was doing his own podcast. Still are doing your own podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we'll give the people information about that, too. But we wanted to get back together. There was a lot of success, a lot of things that we're working on. We'll share with you as we go forward. So
we have a lot of fun together.
A lot of fun.
I think one of the highlights of our radio career together was when we did a live show at Giorgio's.
That's right.
And my dad was, you know, two or three martinis deep, smoking. And
Your dad's awesome, man. I love him.
Having a good time. Yeah. But we like to have a good time, so, you know.
Yeah. No, it's good. We hope that we could share some information with you, maybe humor you a little bit and have a good time and really just provide more and more value to the show. And you hear me talk about that all the time, but I'm really serious about that. I don't ever want to be a show that just jumps on and throws data at people and, you know, reads off scripts. That's not what we're about. So this is a great, great opportunity, another partnership. Mike and I are going to continue. So we'll be doing, just to keep everybody informed, we try to keep it on schedule. So we try to do Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays right around 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And that's really for the benefit of the viewers on Facebook. You know, obviously a podcast, we could do it any time. But just to keep you posted, we'll probably start a show on Monday. Now we'll be Monday through Thursday starting next week. And Mike and I will be doing every Wednesday unless, you know, obviously schedules permit. We're on schedule to do every Wednesday. So hopefully you could follow us, like the show, and tell us what you think. And want to continue hearing from everybody. So welcome back. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. You got a full program.
I do.
Got a full schedule there. So
first I thought I was taking some time off during Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now we're going to add some shows. That's all. It's all good. There's a lot of great stuff going on in the market, and I want to take advantage of the opportunity to continue to spread the word. And as I mentioned a couple of days ago, excited also before we get started, I just want to mention that, you know, our podcast was listed as one of the top 25. We're 19 on the web, which was quite an honor, you know, for doing this for such a long time. It's nice to be recognized every once in a while. So that's nice.
Absolutely. No, congratulations.
That was exciting.
Good. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. All right. So today, the topic is probably, well, the topic in the show we're going to label here, Two Italian Guys Talking Real Estate, is what we're going to do.
There you go.
And so when you see the title of the show, we're definitely going to talk real estate and much, much more, but we're going to dive in. And so today I think what we'll do is I'm going to have Mike kind of give us an update on the market, you know, inventory, how things are going, the temperature of the market. And then he and I are going to really spend most of the show or all the show talking about, you know, the positive aspects and why we both really believe, and we study this stuff every day. It's just a great time for buyers to get out there. And it's a great time for sellers, too, if you just understand the expectations and what the market's about. But I'm more excited about this time. And I know it's funny. Some people wouldn't say that because when it was a seller's market, Mike, it was just going like this, as you know. I mean, it's great for sellers. It's great for our industry. But mm-hmm. at one time, to me, you know it's going to level. You know things are going to change because it always does. And then yeah. number two, this is a great time for buyers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the best times for buyers there has been in years, you know.
Right.
So I think definitely if you're out there, you're thinking about it, start getting in the mix. And even not just buyers, but people that have to sell to buy as well,
right.
which was not – it was not possible
right.
really the last few years. I mean, it was possible, but very, very
right.
difficult. So the analogy I like to use is it's like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is when you go – you know, you show up at someone's house – you have this huge feeding frenzy for, you know, for a long time, and that's what the last few years have been. But then after dinner, you're so full, you just want to take a break and relax.
Like a food hangover.
Yeah, like a coma.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of what's happened right
now.
That's
a great analogy.
And then what I think is going to happen is then you get ready for dessert at some point, right? So I think that's coming next because all things point to it's still good. The economy's good.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market's good, although we took a slight dip,
mm-hmm.
but relatively speaking, it's still good.
Right.
Job market's good, and if you're out there and you own a home and you've owned it for longer than 5 years, you've done quite well for yourself.
Absolutely.
So between all that, so I like the Thanksgiving dinner analogy because it's kind of like I believe that's where we're at right now, just taking a little bit of a breather.
Mm-hmm.
It's normalcy, which is good. So I think this is healthy.
Good. Yeah, I agree with you. So give us a little idea of maybe, if you can, take us back a year or so, Mike, tell us what the inventory is like and now what we're at now, and then you and I could then jump in and start really talking about some of the exciting benefits that are going on out there right now.
Yeah. So right now we're over 2,000 active units.
Okay.
And we talk about Santa Clara County because that's
right.
where we live and that's where we're doing this podcast, and that's Silicon Valley. That's really the heart of Silicon Valley. So going forward, whenever you really hear me talk about stats, I'm mainly focusing on Santa Clara
okay.
County. So we're at 2,077 active for sale properties
okay.
in Santa Clara County, and roughly half of that are in contract. So there's another 1,200 or so
oh, really?
In contract, whereas before, about this time last year, it was kind of the opposite.
Right.
We had about 1,300 active units, and double that was in contract.
Okay.
So that's where we've come from. And also, to give you a couple other numbers, I won't bore you with too many numbers, but basically the beginning of this year, we had like 200 total units for sale in the market. So now we're at over 2,000.
Yeah.
We haven't crested over 2,000 for I don't even know how many years. At least
four or five. Right?
Yeah, at least five. We've always
right.
been, at this time of the year, we've been hovering around 1,300, 1,400,
mm-hmm.
maybe 1,600.
Okay.
And I thought, I made some predictions on my own podcast. I didn't think we were going to go over 2,000. I thought the peak of the year would have been around 1,700 to 1,800.
Okay.
But we have made it. In fact, we almost got up to 2,200 at one point. I think that was a couple weeks ago. So the point is, to be what's considered a normal market in Santa Clara County, we need to be at about 3,000 plus
okay.
active properties. And we're still not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then to give you some perspective, back in 2008, when we all know where the market was
yeah,
in 2008.
It was at 5,000 or 6,000?
It was at almost over 6,000.
Yeah.
Two more numbers I think are interesting. Months of inventory.
Okay.
So back then, with that 6,000 plus properties, we had over 14 or 15
wow.
months of inventory.
Okay.
Right now, we're at about a month and a half of inventory. And what that
wow.
means, months of inventory means if nothing else came on the market today, how long would it take to sell out
mm-hmm.
the rest of the houses that are for sale?
Okay.
And so in that case, it's a month and a half right now. Earlier this year, it was less than 2 weeks.
Got it. Wow.
Which is insane. So anyways, that's really what we're seeing right now. And again, it's normalcy,
yeah.
in my opinion.
So if you've been listening to the show for the last several months, this will be a broken record to you. I've been so excited, and I've been putting alerts out, get out there, buyers, go, 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 go. And the reason why, and I'll I'll sound like a broken record, but I'll let Mike jump in and we'll have some back and forth here. Mike, what I've been suggesting is that, you know, buyers were beat up for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It was bad. I mean, it was. I felt bad. You know, you saw it. I saw it. And now that's why I'm saying, guys, you know, after all that suffering, get out there.
Exactly.
And so
get out there and make it happen.
We're going to talk a little bit about why. So I know there's some things that if you read the news, if you listen to a lot of the media, if you listen to some of the hype and the negative stuff around. So what I'm hearing, Mike, is things like, oh, my God, you know, interest rates are now 5% or plus, and I'm worried. I'm not sure if I want to get back in the market because what if the housing market goes down another 5% or what if it gets even worse? And what? So these are things, which are normal. Those are all emotional things, right?
Yeah, it is. It's
normal. They're normal.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the person that's saying something. Like, let's address the market, so to speak. So what would you say if someone says, Mike, you know, I'm concerned. I'm ready to buy, but I see all these homes on the market now, and what if the market comes down another 5 or 10%? What would your comment be to that person?
But you couldn't buy before.
That's the first one.
That would be my first comment.
But
is,
look
well,
at the great news.
Yeah.
You could actually buy now.
So now you can buy.
Yeah.
And there's not much more I think I need to say to that. It's like, look, you've suffered so long. Now you have an opportunity.
Right.
Now, if you want me to get out a crystal ball and talk about where values are going to be, I mean, that's a shot in the dark for anybody. But what I can say, just based on the economic data, the stock market data, the job market, Silicon Valley, we don't have anywhere else to build around here other than infill and up. I mean, the other thing, the other real important thing is if you're planning on staying in your home for 5 to 7 or more years, it doesn't really matter.
It's true.
It doesn't really matter where you buy. But I would say the first thing, and just bluntly, is just you couldn't buy before, but now you can.
Yeah,
so
it's exciting.
What's holding you back?
That's true. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, as we always do, about halfway through. Again, this is for the podcast. So for those that are watching us on Facebook, stick with us. Just a quick break. We're not going to leave you, and we're going to come back. We'll be back in just a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
How would you like the opportunity to secure a record low interest rate while buying and or selling your home? In addition, how would you like to save 20% or more on your entire real estate transaction? Finally, how would you like to bundle all your real estate services in one location? Well, now you can achieve this with BundleSelect.com. That's right, save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. BundleSelect's hand-picked team of experts will save you thousands of dollars by bundling real estate, lending, and title services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. I'm here to tell you BundleSelect.com is the best way to save money on real estate. By bundling services, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Visit BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. BundleSelect, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker License Number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cachera.
All right, welcome back in. Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live. Again, for those that are following us on Facebook, watching the live feed, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And no, that's right. If you're not seeing things, you've got Mike D'Ambrosio right next to me here.
I'm not used to being videoed when we podcast. This is new, because when we used to podcast before, it was just us in here.
Live radio or podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So you come in sweats and in a t-shirt. No, I'm just kidding. We never did that.
But, as long as you look good, waist up.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't pan the camera down
now. Right. If you're just tuning in on Facebook, of course, Mike and I will be doing the show every Wednesday. Two Italian guys talking real estate. We're going to have a little fun, and we're also going to share a lot of good, valuable information. Today we're talking about not only the market, but more specifically some of the dynamics around the market, some of the perceptions around the market, some of the negativity that we're hearing and seeing. So we're going to, you know, kind of debunk some of this stuff. Before we took our first break, Mike talked a little bit about how exciting it is when someone comes to them and says, Mike, what's the deal? I mean, what are you worried about the market? And your comment would be, no, it's great.
No,
time to buy.
Yeah, time to buy. Time to get out there.
You can actually find a place.
That's right. There's choice.
You could find a place. And talk, Mike, share a little bit of your information about if someone has a concern in terms of the value or potential market, or, you know, then talk a little bit about your strategies about going in with a lower price,
yeah,
or asking for credits or those types of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing that we wanted to talk about was negotiation. Mm-hmm. Remember that thing is negotiation? That's a part of real estate.
You could dust those skills off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dust those off, real estate agents that are watching, because that's important now, and that's coming back. Times are – so if you're worried about the market and you're worried about it, you know, going down a little bit more, then offer something less than what the list,
yeah,
price is. It really frustrates me, and it has for years now, is this mentality that buyers and even some buying agents have is like they don't want to negotiate. They don't want to even consider coming in lower, insulting someone,
offending them. What is that all about?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know where that started, but
mm-hmm,
you need to know how to do that. So if you are worried about it, then try to get a different price. And I'm seeing them in my management role at my company. I see a lot of the deals come in, and I'm starting to see offers below.
Mm-hmm.
We're also touch on the point you mentioned before,
right,
is now is the time to get seller credits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has not happened for years now. And what I mean by that is, as a buyer, you can get credits for recurring and non-recurring closing costs. And maybe you could talk about,
yeah,
how you can utilize those. But ask the seller, okay, so if the house is listed at $1 million, it sat. So here's an example. The house is listed at $1 million. It's been out there for a month,
mm-hmm,
on the market, hasn't sold. Why not offer them $900,000 and see,
yeah,
where it goes, and ask for $15,000 of credits,
right,
towards recurring and non-recurring closing costs? Why not?
Yeah.
What do you have to lose? And so talk about the credit.
Yeah, so this is a great, great point Mike makes, and I want to piggyback on that and talk about this correlates with those that people are fearful of the interest rate. So this goes side by side with Mike, I'm concerned about the market because, you know, what if it goes down? Mike just addressed that. And then we talk about interest rates. So here's what we have. In an interest rate market right now, definitely rates are up a little bit. Again, let's say they're around 5% or so. It depends what loan you're getting, but let's just say, and they're up 1% from a year or so ago. And that's about right. But imagine now the scenario that Mike just gave you. And this is really something that's really important. I hope it resonates and sinks in. So let's say you do have this $1 million home. Mike had suggested it's set there for a month or so. And Mike's working with the client, and they go in and they offer $900 or $925 plus $20,000 of credit, right? Guess what? You not only could potentially get that house for less than market, or maybe less than you would have a year ago. That's the exciting part. But you could take that $25,000, Mike, and buy down the interest rate.
Yeah. So now you have your rate from whenever you know, years ago. Yeah.
No, this is seriously, I mean, people laugh at me because I said it's exciting to talk about this because people don't think this way. I think a lot of times, even in our industry, oh my God, the market's changing, the rates are up. Great.
Yeah.
Great. That's great. Here's what you could do. Here's the opportunity, right? It's just the smart people, the same thing. Guess when the smart people make their money? When markets are down and
yes,
flat. They don't make their money when markets are going up.
Correct. Exactly.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's making money, but the smart people will make adjustments. So,
correct.
This is a huge thing to understand, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a buyer or you're concerned about the interest rate, work with your agent, someone like Mike or someone that's comfortable, to make those offers and put together a strategy. And if you're working with someone on financing, you know, meet with them. And this is, I'm doing this all the time with people now. I'm showing them scenarios now. I didn't do this several years ago because you didn't need to when the rates were at 3.5%. But now every single scenario I do is request for credit. Joe, how much credit would I need to get my rate from 5% to 4.25% or 4.5%?
Mm-hmm.
And we stage those and we look at those. And let me just tell you, depending on your loan amount, for $20,000 to $25,000, you could get, I guarantee you, depending on all the other factors, you should be able to get that rate down to low fours.
Yeah, that's significant.
Yeah,
that's a nice chunk of change. The other thing, it's not always about price. So now
that's
we
true.
Talk about terms.
Right.
So now I want to talk about people that have to sell in
right.
order to buy, and then we can get into the cross
yep.
deal too. But you have to sell in order to buy. Before, when the market was going crazy and there was a lot of activity, a lot of competition, it was very hard to get an offer accepted contingent upon the sale of your house. Why? Because there's more outs, there's more hoops that you have to jump through as a buyer. Therefore, it doesn't look as attractive to a seller, because ultimately to a seller, what's king? Cash.
That's right.
There's not as many contingencies, not as many things that have to get done in order to close the deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you have to sell a house to buy, now you have to sell the house, get your loan approved, all that other stuff. So that's why it wasn't attractive before. Well, now when you have sellers that are sitting out there for a little bit, it's possible to get an offer accepted contingent upon the sale of your house. Now you might be asking, well, is that house going to be in the same situation? Well, there's a strategy to that too. You have to be really, really cautious with pricing now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to show the seller, like, look, we're not going to overprice it. A good listing agent's going to want to know what you're doing with that house you have to sell, because they want to know if it's going to sell in a relatively decent amount of time.
Yeah.
So we're all not, you know, the deal closes. So anyways, I hope that makes sense. I try to make it as simple as possible, but now that is a possibility. Or there's the cross-collateral
loan.
Yeah.
And you've, again, if you followed the show, I've talked about this several times, but it's worth bringing it up again today, because the topic that Mike and I are addressing are different alternatives and options for a changing market. And that's what I call it. I don't call it a negative. If someone says it's a terrible market, then you're working with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just take a minute to talk about that. And I know Mike feels the same. If you're working with a real estate agent or a loan officer that's dragging you down and telling you, no, it's crazy, wait, or don't do this, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, now is a great time, as the stuff that we're talking about, and, you know, we've been doing this a long time. I've had the show for a long time. Mike's been in this business a long time. This is stuff that we study every day, and we understand the market cycles. So let me talk a little bit about the cross-collateral program that's been really popular, and I've done a lot of them. I just had to tell Mike, two clients this past week worked with two real estate agents to get in the contract. The only reason they were able to is because of this cross-collateral program. So here's how it works. If you own a home, your existing home, let's just take for an example that you own a home and it's worth $1 million and you own very little on it, or free and clear. And this was one of the, I'll just give you the scenario that I did this past week that we got in the contract, because this is a downsizing, Mike, which is also kind of cool, because a lot of people are downsizing now.
Yeah.
So we had a client that owns a place in Santa Clara, free and clear, for $1 million. Okay. The value is $1 million. She wants to move. Then she did move to Morgan Hill. She got in the contract for a home in Morgan Hill for $860. Okay, so this is a downsizing situation. However, she didn't want to sell her house quite yet. It wasn't quite ready. The realtor that she's working with, they really need to do some stuff to it to optimize the value of it and sell it, right?
Yeah.
So they talked about that. Well, what do I do? I really want to buy. So he says, talk to Joe about this cross program. So we were able to, for this client, listen to this, we were able to take the equity in her existing home, and it's basically, when I say take the equity, it's virtual equity, because you're putting a lien on that property, and the investor looks at that property, and because it's such a low risk, because there's so much equity, we basically lended her the money. So we gave her 100% financing to purchase that place for $860,000 or $70,000, whatever it was. So 100% financing. And the terms are pretty good. It's 5.5% interest only. That's like an equity line. That's actually better than an equity line.
Yeah.
So 5.5% interest only. Now, it's a big loan, and some people were going, oh, Joe, that's a big loan. I get it. But remember, the reason she's doing this, one, she doesn't have to sell her house to buy the house, like Mike was talking about. So you take that element away. So now you go put in a non-contingent offer, and guess what? In a market that's a strong buyer's market now, now the buyer's becoming king and queen.
Yeah.
And so now you have more options. So we helped this lady. She's super excited. We helped her get this into contract, purchase this $870,000 home, 100% financing. She put nothing down. And here's the other reason. Someone would be going, why would they do that? Well, let me tell you why. They don't want to disrupt their investments and their assets, because some people pay penalties on that. And why would they do that if they still have their home? Because they want that equity once they sell their home, then to come in and pay that loan off and do permanent financing. So this was a classic situation. We had just the opposite real quickly. We have a client that's got a home for, this is another downsizing. It's a client's got a home for $3.4 million roughly in Redwood City. They owe $300,000 on it. And they're buying in Pacifica on a bluff. $1.3 million, and same thing, 100% financing.
Yeah.
Crossing the property.
Going back to that first just question is, So basically on her current residence, she's getting 86% roughly, over 80% loan to value on that. How high does the loan to value go on the...
No, the way that works is they look at both properties. So it's a formula of looking at both properties.
Okay.
So you're buying a property for this amount and you own, you know, own this one free and clear. I could tell you that kind of the rule of thumb, and it varies, and it's a little complicated when there's a lot of moving parts. However, I would say this, Mike. If your current home is 40 to 50% loan to value or better, you probably have a really good chance of doing something like this.
Okay, got it.
Now, it does depend on all your other debt, how much you make, some things like that. I don't want to have a job. She didn't, but she's retired.
Okay, so she got income from that.
No, but this is cool. I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff with this thing.
And then on top of that, we could do asset depletion, and we could do income distribution from a retirement and investment funds. I guess my point is, I've done a show specifically on this, and another time we'll do something where I'll get really detailed with it. All I could tell you is that if you're out there listening to this podcast, and yourself, coworker, friend, family member, whatever, and you're wondering, well, God, I didn't know about this program, and I'm not sure these things existed, all I would say is give us a call and either meet with one of us, Mike or I, or give us a call, and let us just walk you through the process. It may not be right for you, but here's what I will tell you, and I tell everybody all the time, wouldn't you rather exercise and look at all options before you make a decision?
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, that's the key in life, really. But I think with real estate, with such a large financial decision, most people's largest financial assets, it's very important to create a roadmap to where you got to go. And often I talk to people and they say, I don't know if I can do this or afford this or that. But you don't know unless you know, unless you talk about it and figure it out. And maybe you're not ready to do something tomorrow, but maybe we set out a roadmap and get you to that point. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Now, it's a great program. And again, remember that the topic today that Mike and I really wanted to address is
a couple of Italian guys
talking real estate. But seriously, I can't express enough that those buyers get out there and get off the fence and make the offers and make it happen now, because Mike just talked about the inventory, right? It's around 2,000, okay? It's still somewhat low, right?
Yeah.
So what if, and this could happen, ladies and gentlemen, what if a year from now things flip-flop again and we go back to 500, 600, 700 in inventory? It could happen.
It could.
And
it might even happen at the beginning of next year.
Then the buyers are back in a pickle, right?
Yeah, it could. Yeah. It might even happen at the beginning of next year.
Right.
You know, there's going to be a slowdown, a standard holiday slowdown, as there always is.
Right.
And we might be back in the same place come January.
Right.
And then we'll probably see a big bump in inventory come, you know, February, March. Yeah. But we might be in the same place again January. So
absolutely.
Think about that.
All right. Well, we're about ready to wrap things up. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up today?
It's good to be back in the saddle over here. And, you know, this is nice.
It's good.
I'm getting comfortable over here with this. I like this.
We just got to get some pictures of some pasta and some pizza going back. We got to get the music,
We should
going.
Put an Italian flag into the roll here on the TV.
Some sound effects, too. All right, before we duck out, just, Mike, give everybody an idea if they need to reach you. Where could they reach you?
Yeah, Mike D'Ambrosio. You can go to my website. It's MikeDSells.com. That's MikeDSells.com, and you can find all my information there, 408-630-0101.
Great. All right. Just remember, every Wednesday going forward, two Italian guys talking real estate.
There you go. Faison.
Yes. This is Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for tuning in and checking in. Take care. Until next time.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.